So first, I want to thank the Parnas Hayom, schools from all the davening and learning now shul be a source of special merit and yeshuva for the turbulent times with gratitude to Simcha Haru, for sponsoring Chafei Cheshvan, Tavshin Kedal. We shall all hear good things, Simchas, and service divers in session. Okay, as I told you, we actually finished the part of the Sefer that is a subject of his Bodhi this itself. There are a couple of things at the end of the Sefer, a few prokim that I think this and maybe one other one that I think are very crucial to our being able to have a healthy mindset in our avodah and to be very helpful with us with this bodhis. So I thought we would do a little bit of this and then we'll move on, Mr. Shem. I don't want to announce yet the plan for the next limud, which I'm trying to choose between two things. I'm davening a lot about that to see. Then I'll probably choose a third one. Right now, these two, I'm going back and forth. So we'll see. And Mr. Shem, we're going to learn. We'll continue learning together. In the old Sefer, it's Perek Yud Aleph. It means page Tav Ches Shin Pei Vav. Either Tav Ches or Shin Pei Vav, Perek Yud Aleph, Ein Lekaven Es Hashem. This is a very, very deep Inyan. But as he has done throughout the Sefer, he tries as much as possible to simplify it and to, we should be able to understand. There's something that comes up in this Svarma Kedosha. It really requires, to learn it properly would require more than just a few pages and more than just a few days, but a few years. But let's try a little bit to get started. To put in simple English, it's in our davening, regular davening, and his bodhis in particular. How much pressure do we put on Hashem? Like, how much pressure do we put on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is there something that we believe with all of our hearts is right, is good, and it doesn't seem to be going, doesn't seem to be working, and we don't understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want this as well? Rabbi Nachman actually used the word akshonis. How stubborn should one be in tefillah and davening? How stubborn? It's a very, very complicated inyan. And each one of us has gone through this feeling that it's so clear that this Hashem, you certainly would want my kid to be from, no? You would certainly want Jews to live, no? We couldn't be that we're arguing about this. So I'm asking you for something. How persistent should I be in this? How pushy should I be? On the one hand, we will. There is this belief that we have that Hashem knows what's best. And we need to surrender to Hashem's will. We bottle Hashem's will. He's the Balabas. He knows the whole story, past, future, present. We don't. We only see this piece. Hashem has the whole thing. So, but then there's another part of it says, so then why should I daven at all then? Just since you're in charge and you know what's best, just do whatever is best. Whatever you think is best. What's the tachlis of davening? So this is one of the areas of Yiddishkeit that most of us thought about when we were kids, and we sort of put it in the back burner and we're hoping that it would resolve itself. And it's a question of whether it can be resolved, and if it can be, how is it resolved in the Svarim? So we'll get a little bit of a taste of that. We have pieces of Makutei Halachas and Rabinos that are very, very, very deep on this Inyan. Of davening that's too much to the right or too much to the left, too much to one extreme or the other, and how to find the middle path of davening, where there is the feeling that that Hashem wants us and expects us to ask and to cry out. At the same time, there's a certain time to step back and to say, "Hatov beinecha aseh." You do what's best. You know what's best. I don't know. So how to find that place in davening is very hard. How to find that place. And then you hear stories about tzaddikim that they never stop screaming and crying, Rochel Mevakel Bana, and then the other different stories about them. And what if Lei Menu wouldn't have cried and wouldn't have begged, so she would have ended up with Esav, that would have been good. And what if the Imahos of Simon didn't cry, so then she would have said, Hatov b'necha aseh, and she wouldn't have had any children, so what would that mean? So what do you want us to do? You want us to be aksharim? There are stories that we know that speak about aksharim, that speak about Jews being stubborn. Stubborn. And that the stubbornness paid off. On the other hand, we're ma'aminim, and as ma'aminim, we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we believe that he knows what's right. So this is the inyan of that's brought up in this parak. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. As I said, it's not so clear that we can get to the bottom of it. There are certain areas in our avodah that require a certain tamimus of being able to continue on without understanding exactly. We'll see. We'll talk a little bit about it. We'll try. Okay, so let's begin. Is about this yesh levakesh mehashem yisbarach is called tzaracha. In his body, this a person asks Hashem for whatever he needs. Ach yesh lehizar shlo levakesh baofen shem espalel mikavein kivyochel as Hashem yisbarach. But a person has to be careful not to give instructions to Hashem, not to write a script for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lekavein mikavein kivyochel that you're giving a certain direction for Hashem. This is it. Thus is thus. Ketzad lemalim yishaloisav. How to respond to your request? That you're mekavein Hashem. How to respond to your request? Kshodem mevakesh al panasasa. So a person needs a panasa. Not managing. He's got to take care of his family. She's got to take care of her family. Whatever it is. Person needs a parnasa. So, Shadam Mavakesh up in his house, also Davins, where's the bite of this? Davening for parnasa. That's certainly understandable. It's one of the Monai Chai Mizaini. Mizaini means food, but of course it means parnasa, how to survive in this world. Hashem, you put me in the world, so I need to survive, and I'm not surviving. I can't afford to take care of my own food or my kids, whatever. So a person is mevakesh up in his also. It's zarech lahafkid b'yad Hashem. It's ha'oifen shabo yivchar ketzid yisparnes. Now here is the chiluk that we find in the Zohar. That a person says, you put me into the world and I can't live unless I have a panasa. That's 100% fair. And it could be that a person can scream and kick and yell and cry and go on with that. He's not supposed to just lie back and say, okay, I guess I'm going to die. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. So it seems that the Ratzon Hashem is for a person to say, I'm starving. I can't afford a piece of bread. I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do? And to fight and to kick and to yell. Lakshonis. But let's say a person says, I don't have what to eat. And the only way that I'm begging you and I'm crying to you to keep me on in this position in the firm that just let go of me. This company let go of you. And as a result of that, you're broke, right? You don't have any money. The firm let go of you. The company let go of you. You ran out of whatever money you had. And you're in action to say that I'm working in this place for 20 years. I gave my whole life to this place. I built the place. And the Rishayim, they threw me out into the street. And now I have no pranas at all. So the person kicks and screams and yells about being in that position, being reinstated, probably the same time to ask the boss to be thrown out someplace, but to be reinstated, to have that job and not to lose that job. So here, it's not just an act. We're not talking about an akshanas on staying alive and having a panosa. The akshanas is, I want to be in my office. Or let's say a person made his livelihood was being an accountant, and there are no positions. He doesn't have any positions, and he lost his job. And he's screaming and crying and begging Hashem to be able to have another job as an accountant. And Hashem Yisbach might put him into a job to drive a cab or to work behind the cash register for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or might be a year or two. Who knows? And to survive on less wages and to somehow go on living as somebody that works behind the cash register. Not in the position that he wanted, because Hashem has a cheshbon. Why you have to leave such a nice, well-paying job, a respectable job? I'm not saying, God forbid, that being behind a cash register is not respectable. I'm just saying, but you felt a certain cover that came, because any honest work is respectable in my eyes. That's a big thing by me. Anything you do that's honest is respectable. So, but why? I was making a lot of money. I had this chashuva position, and I want it back. I want that number. And I want that position, or at least that profession, to work in that capacity, because that's what I know, that is what I'm good at. And Hashem says, for the next 6 months, you're gonna work in Costco. You're gonna work behind the counter somewhere. So that's already something else. Here we're talking about you have very specific instructions about how to earn your panasa. And those how to have bread that day. Well, how much bread are you going to have that day? How much are you going to be able to eat? So that's already with the Svar Mekechilik. That's what he's talking about. Kshe'odim levakesh apenesosa hutzarech lahavkid b'yad Hashem es ha'oifen shebo yivcha keitzi disparnes. You could say, Rabbi Shalom, I feel I'm good at being an accountant. I think I could be helpful. I think I can make a nice salary. I've done it for a bunch of years. I would love for you to please put me in that, to give me a job as an accountant. I feel that's really what I'm good at. You could daven for that, but in that inyan, you have to be careful not to be an action. You could be an action to say, I'm dying. Matot tzemimin. Ein li malechel, I don't know what to do. I can't eat. When a person wants to get married, and this girl dropped him, and he makes himself crazy for the next, 12 years stalking her, because he's I'm davening so hard to marry this girl. And the Rebbe Shlom says, she already has three children. She's married, move on. So to daven, davke this girl, davke this guy, to say that, Rebbe Shlom, he put me into the world, a little the Shabbos Yitzhara. You want me to do? You want me to? I think you would want me to do this. It's a mitzvah to raise a family. Before I want to do your will. That a person certainly has the right to daven to do Hashem's will, because as we learned when it comes to Nyanam of Ruchnias, so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. But Akshanis, when it comes to Ruchnias, you have to be careful there also how that works. We'll see. But to say that I dafka have to marry this person. You have to marry that person. Because you think that person would be the best person for you. The Baruch Shalom doesn't necessarily agree with it. The haraya, it's not happening. So the question of how long do you go on with this? To chelas mushacha, to want something to daven for something. Yaduma for some, who am I saying, Shalav HaKadosh B'Fishol Mastrikiv, so official strike of a By the Chayes and Rabbanim was a big, big by the Pshisch, and Pshisch was a big Oved Hashem. So a big tzaddik. So one of the Chassidim was very poor, and Reb Fishel advised him Shayikna Kartis Hagrola to buy a lottery ticket. Well, let's start over there. To buy a lottery ticket. Lacha Hagrola Ba Chassid. This is the fun of Tzairo. So the lottery happened, and in those places, you know, it wasn't like every week, you know, lottery was. So there was this lottery, and the guy came, the chassid came to the rabbi. She mispar lo'olav a girl that his number didn't win. Was poshad rabbi official is adarto. So this strange story. Listen to this. It's how they took off his rabbi's his coat, his fancy, you know, coat. It's like his uniform. Took off his rabbi's coat. And he said, since I see that my tefillahs for my chassidim don't work, because I daven for this chassid, they should win the lottery. He must have davened hard for this chassid, this poor guy, to win the lottery. And the Rebbe said, it doesn't work, so I'm retiring. I'm hanging up my coat. Wouldn't be too many Rebbes in the world, like, right? So I'm hanging up my coat. So I'm no longer a rabbi. I'm not a rabbi. What kind of rabbi is that? So kisheshama al kach moir harabbi rabbanu pshischa. So the rabbi, his rabbi, the rabbi rabbanu, official stick of his rabbi was still alive. The rabbi rabbanu pshischa. So he heard that one of his favorite disciples went into early retirement. That Reb Fishel Strick was a big tzaddik, a big baruch hakodesh. That he heard that Reb Fishel Strick was in early retirement. Omalai, so he asked to speak to him, and the Strick and the Rebbe Rabbanim said to the Strickiver, Omalai, Talmud Hukshli Astira in Maimah Chazal. The Rebbe Rabbanim said, it always bothered me that there was a stira. There seemed to be a contradiction between the Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara with Tzaddik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, that the Tzaddik has this power, that a Tzaddik can make a decree, and HaKadosh Baruch will keep that decree, right? Tzaddik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. That's one Gemara. Tzaddik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. Me'idach Kasuv, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, in Eiv, Miyoy Me'ilav Matasa, who can tell God what to do? So it's, but it says, who could tell Hashem what to do? No one can tell Hashem what to do. So the Rebbe Rabbanim said like this, Elishim Yehudi Tzarech Parnasa. The Jew needs Parnasa. Tzarech Lispalo La Hashem's Baruch Sheitan Le Parnasa. 100%. The Davin Hashem, you put me here, so you have to take care of me. I don't have what to eat. So, person davens for panasa. I will also loy mila Hashem be'ezed derech lashpir panasa. But to say the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to daven the davka has to be with a lottery ticket. But that's the hechatimsa that this guy is gonna have a couple of dollars or even a lot of dollars with the lottery ticket. Kim yom lo ki loy mi yom lo chama tifo yom lo chama tasa matifo. Who has the nerve to say to Hashem as well? Matasa matif. Davka has to be this way. Davka has to be this way. L'chein lo roi li'ayetz dover k'ma k'niyas hagrol. Therefore, the Rebbe Rabbanu just said it's not right to advise a Jew in such a way to go buy a lottery ticket. It's not the right advice to give. L'spal, I mean, you could say, try it, and I'll daven for you. Could be. But the ikur is, leroy liyaitz davar k'ma k'niyas hagrol, ula spal lo shashem zbaruch, yitain derech zez ha'panasa. Because the Rebbe could daven that this chassid should win the lottery ticket, and you say, why don't you try it, I'll daven for you. The number should come up, and he should win. But that it should davke be, that's the tefillah, that the Rebbe, and as what he's saying is that the strikav should have davened that the chassid should have a panasa. And whatever, and there are different attempts how a person can make a panasa. You want to advise them to go to they're having some kind of a show someplace where there are all kinds of people that are coming to give eitzes about, like they have nowadays a lot of these kind of things that people are looking for panasa. They can go to this and they'll meet other people and to talk to other people. It's nice to talk about finding a panasa. You want to say, I heard that there's a market now. You know, you want to go with the. And I was someplace recently, and there's a fellow that I met that years ago didn't have a panasa, and I asked him what are you doing? He says he's in security. So I said, I'm sure you're doing very well. He said, well, so you can give an eitzah, sir. It's a good time to go into security. Give an eitzah, sir. Person and to daven. But the tadavna should davke be this mahalach. That's something else. Well, the spal shashem is baruch yitain derech zeh sapanasa. That's the story they say from the Rebbe Bunin, that that's a mistake. And he obviously, the Rebbe Bunin understood that his Talmud, that the tzaddik was giving such a, was davening in such a way that it should come, the Yeshua should come, akidekach, that when it didn't work out and the guy's number didn't come in, that the striker was said, I'm finished. Apparently, this was the pranasa. It had to be this way, instead of in a clothes stick away, that the poor guy should have something to live. Not that he has to make, you know, $428 million on the next lottery ticket. Beigus Harav Hakadosh, Rebbe Mendel from Vitebsk, Kosa Dvarim Kedarbanis Binyan Elo Hatilim Yoham Besibas Arpanasa, and in that 22nd letter, which is a very, very, very foundational letter in the Igris and the letters of the Rebbe Mendel from Vitebsk. A lot of things there. One of the things he talks about is this. Not that you can't tell Hashem what the Sibas HaPanasa should be, how this person should make a living, Davka. To be an action in such a tefillah. You could use your seichel to give him advice. I think it's a good idea to go into this. I think it might be a good idea to go into that. That's fine. And I'll daven, you should be my shliach. But that your whole avoid and whole tefillah is Davka this. It's forbidden for a person to force Hashem, so to speak, into a certain corner, to force it that it has to dafke be like this. On a number of levels, it's not the right behavior of a mamon. First of all, there's tchikas hasha. That you're pushing, tchikas hasha means that it has to be now in such a way. The gam ha'hepach me'es batlus v'achno l'Hashem esbarach. And what about a person being bottled to Hashem's will, to surrendering oneself to Hashem's will? Again, you don't have to. Rebbe doesn't say, "I'm so sorry you don't have anything to eat." No. Good luck. See you in the next world. No, Rebbe is to say. Cry out to Hashem, you put this Jew in the world, he needs to eat, he needs a parnasa. And it seems to me this might be an eitzah or that. Hashem will help this person, they should have a parnasa, and so on, to cry and to beg, they should have a parnasa. Of course, that's davening. But, and what doesn't say, no, I accept Hashem's will that this Jew should die from starvation. If the guy, chas v'shalom, starves to death, then we accept Hashem's will, let me say dynamis. But you're not allowed to say if a guy's dying, he doesn't have what to eat. You say the poor guy, you say he doesn't have what to eat. You say, listen, it must be Hashem's will that you're starving. The guy says, there's Hashem's will. Why don't you get me a piece of bread? Maybe you can get me something to eat. If you're dying of starvation, you see that Hashem wants you to die. That's not. But the guy says, I'm starving. I need a chocolate milkshake with sprinkles. That's really a different conversation. You know, I said, just wait for me. I'll get you whatever I can get you. You know what I mean? It's not davke milkshake. So I'll get you something. I'll do my best to get you something, but I'm not saying I can get you a milkshake. I'll do what I can. And we daven in such a way. Yesh bezeh. Yeah, I'm going to have him. So yesh mekach, ki ilo ein be'ad Hashem derech le'eshiyo. It's Kilu, as the Rebbe Bunin was saying, is that you know that the way that Hashem could help this guy is Davka with a lottery ticket. Hashem has many, many different ways of helping people. Kilu ain biyad Hashem derech l'ashi el rak derech hadavr shaboy hu bachar. Davka the way that you chose, Hashem can help him in different ways. What is this? You chose this person that you feel that you must marry this person. That you want to get married is a noble thing, and it's the right thing. That's okay. That's good. But that you saying that your Yeshua can only come in such a way. No. Yad Hashem tikzer. Hashem has different ways. Even when a person is asking for something specific that he needs, let's say it's very clear to you that your kid should get into a certain yeshiva, and it's obvious to you that this would be best for this child. Therefore, to daven for the child to get in, for sure. But tzarich levakish bofen sheyemel Hashem isbarach hatov beinecha asay. Yet still, even with that, a person should, at the end of the tefillah, we'll talk about at the end, once his bodhi is, at the end of one davening, one should say, as we'll see from tzaddikim, that that's how they did it, that one should say, this is the way it seems to me, Rabbi Shalom, but I don't know. You know, I'm asking you, l'mali m'shalas libi l'tayva, this should be good. And at the end, of course, hatov b'necha, I say. What's best in your eyes, I say. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Ki tochen sh'ani choshev sh'zeh tovli. Because I might be convinced that this is the best yeshiva for my kid. But it might not be, because it could be that there's a great yeshiva and they have great rebbeim, but in this yeshiva, my kid's going to make a friend with some kid that's going to mess up his whole life. I don't know. Or in that building, God forbid, he's going to fall down the staircase. I have no idea. I think it's good. I think it's the right thing. But Hashem knows that it's not. This is what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in Terechav. Not to push the hour. It's not to squeeze. Not to be an action. Ibn Nachman said a person should not push himself, should not be stubborn with anything. You ask Hashem, betachanunim, if this is right in your eyes. It seems to me this is. I'm Hashem, if this is good in your eyes. You see how Esther Malka, she davened in such a way. Of course, she was talking to Achashverosh, but it means to Hashem. Imala melech tov. If this is good in the eyes of the king, to daven not with that was with akshanis, but with tachanunim, asking and humble. Alivakish b'tachanunim imitain l'Hashem esbachitain, in such a way to say that Hashem, if you give this to me, I appreciate it. Vim lav lav, and if not, not. Because we don't know really, a person doesn't know what's best for him, Be'emes. So, for instance, when a person is asking for a lot of money, some Ashiris, wealth, like Shomel said, that there are people whose lives are ruined because they got a lot of money and they ruined their lives. Like people who won the lottery ticket, right? Ruin a person's life. It's Hashem l'bayil v'l'rosa, and that could be in other things in life. It's with other things in life as well. Just money is just an example. Or that the wealth that you get could ruin you as a person, to lose your sense of humility, and to begin to think, it's because of my own brilliance and my own ingenuity and so on, that I'm so wealthy, I'm so successful and so on. When we were kids, there was a story that they had us read in school about, I remember the name, but it's necessary to mention it, but there was a story written by a famous writer of mostly short stories who had somebody that had three wishes to make. And and the wishes will come true. And it turned out that the wishes ruined his life. There are many stories like it, but there's a famous story like that. Not that there's anything wrong with mentioning. I know it's not. O. Henry wrote a story called Monkeys to Monkeys Poor, a famous story. But there are many, many such stories like this. You better be careful what you're asking for. You know, you have what you're wishing for. You don't know. Okay, this is all stam shliot, narishkeit, but in terms of tefillah, so Rabbi Nachman says to be careful. It could be, it could ruin your life. It could ruin your life in just a fetus, if you whatever. You had a simple life, even though you didn't have much money, but life was good. And now your whole life is ruined because of the money that you have. And or it could be that it ruined your personality, ruined your whole priorities in life have been completely ruined by the money that you got. What you were asking for ultimately brought to your downfall as a person who's connected to Hashem, and it brought you to a place of forgetting Hashem. But Hashem wanted you to be a person, maybe to be like many stories like this with tzaddikim, that a person asked and the tzaddik said that Hashem wants you to be in this place of speaking to him and asking him. Like you all know that the Rebbe Rabbeinu Pshisla said that the snake got whatever it wanted to eat, whatever it has. And Hashem says, I don't want to hear from you again. So there are some people in this world that their avoda is to be in a place of crying and begging to Hashem to have that relationship. And if they would get what they're asking for, then they would lose that connection. They would lose that relationship. We don't know. There are a million different cheshbonos. Moshe Kosovitz says in the Pasuk, Pentaychal, Uvakarcha Vitzaynecha Yirvion Vishachartes Vishamaka, you might get wealthy and have lots of possessions. But at the end of the day, because of all of that, Vishachartes Hashem Lakecha, you're going to forget Hashem. Which is the tachlis of life, is having a relationship with Hashem. It's the same thing. You dafka want to marry this person. You don't know that relationship could cause you to come to a place of a shechach that's a shemaka. Like that with everything in life. The toughness of this world is that is not to forget God. And what you're asking for could cause you to forget God. You give them to eat beito, in its time. Hashem, we believe that what it is that you have in store for me, you'll give me at the time, at the right time. Because it might be something that's good, but if you get it at the wrong time, it could mess up your life. Maybe it's a good thing, but it's not the right time. So could hurt you. This is that Gemara that we was talking about before. Rabbeinu Shalom, I say Ritzoncha. Hashem, do your will. That you know in Shemaim. So on. What's good in your eyes, do. Because of Rashi. Rashi writes, Haseyata lonu kechol hatoyv benecha. Do we find such lashonis in Tanakh? That we're sinful. We're all messed up. So Haseyata lonu kechol hatoyv benecha. We don't know what's good for us. We don't know what's best for us. Because our values have distorted our way of thinking. And we don't know what's best for us. Like I told you this story a while back many, many years ago. So I was teaching this class. And, what?
Yeah, we're remembering the story.
Ready? So I was teaching, and we were talking about davening different things, and now this became much more, I think, popular pastime. But back then, it wasn't such a thing. So, you know, but the chevra were writing, this was a girls' class in the afternoon, to write tefillahs that they had, not with their names, but tefillahs that they had. And that will read some of these tefillahs that they had, Kosh Baruch Hu. And one of the girls had a tefillah that she wrote in this tefillah that she's crazy over the guy that works in the dry cleaning store, the dry cleaning store. You remember that? That works in the dry cleaning store. So, but the guy doesn't even look at me. So, please God, this is your daughter, whatever, you know, Ilana. Was begging you to work this out, that the guy in the store that I'm crazy about. So, you know, I knew this was her. I knew this was her. So I asked to speak to her. They didn't sign their names or anything, but I knew it was her for different reasons. How I know, because some Indian that she spoke to me about some earlier time. So I asked to speak to her, and I said, you know, I know that let's just say her name is Ilana. Ilana, that was your tefillah. It was very sweet the way you wrote it, and very honest, and it's very beautiful, and so on. So she said, "So do you think it's going to happen?" So I said, "I don't know." I'm davening so hard that the guy's not going to ever look at you or talk to you. So we have this battling. I said, "I'm not saying my tefillah is better than yours. I'm hoping it is, because you're 16 years old and you don't need this guy in your life. He's going to mess up your whole life right now, and you should be doing what you need to do right now in life and not thinking about some guy that in the store." That you think is cute. It's going to mess your whole life up. So you're davening and I'm davening. And we'll see what happens at the end. We'll see. I hope he doesn't talk to you. I'll daven Hashem, he doesn't talk to you. And she said, "Why don't do that? Please, Rabbi, don't do that." He said, "I'm doing that because I care about you. I'm going to daven for that." So then she said, that, I don't know if I said that, but then she said, "Well, then I'm not going to daven. If you're going to daven like that, it's silly for me." She said, "I want you to know, but not everything that a person asks. That's why I spoke about this. Not everything that you ask was good for you. And you have to ask yourself, you know, you're this is the age you are right now. And right now, this seems to be the most exciting, most wonderful thing in your life. But, you know, down the road, will this turn out good for you or will not turn out good for you? Something you have to maybe to try to think about. That's the conversation we had. Well, Hashem, she's doing great. She has, she already has, this one already has the, already has a grandson, Baruch Hashem. She didn't marry the guy in the dry cleaning store. Very nice.
She forgot to say you went to the dry cleaners on Metropolitan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you remember? How do you remember that? I do that. I didn't bring that part in there. I went to it was on Metropolitan Avenue, the dry cleaner. I went to the guy and he said, "If you ever talk to this girl, I'm going to kill you." I went to talk to him. He said, "No, I'm not talking about it." No. So he was a Jewish guy. I said, "Don't you ever bother with it. There's a girl, right? I just want to make sure that my davening worked." Yeah. So you don't know. Anyways, who knows? It's going to be. So you see that say the Hasei l'kachal tor benecha ach atzilein. I'm asking to save me because to live, I want to live. V'chein amud avad amalach gol al Hashem de'adakech. Throw everything up to Hashem, your ways. U'betach lo v'hu yaseh. And throw everything up to Hashem. And Hashem will claim a gold next page, the Hainu Galge, like the roll. Hashlech el Hashem is drachecho, ubetachalov, shuyas is a toiv amiti. Hashem knows the way that you're, is the best way for your Yeshua to come. You could cry out to Hashem, you need a Yeshua, and this is what's going on in your life, but how the Yeshua should be, so did Davke to say, no, you say, atoiv benecha asay. Okay, sorry, I was a little bit shorter today. Shem, to be continued. If I don't see you, have a good Shabbos. To Meridian, to Jeff, and to Meridian, I didn't thank. Shkoyach to everybody.